You're listening to a podcast from the Brookings Institution.
The results in this paper are stunning. The big picture question here is, why don't we see smart, working class kids in our very best colleges? And in fact, we know our very best colleges are trying to find these kids. You might think that it's due to the price of college. You might think that there are other things discouraging them. In fact, it's where and how they choose to apply. Carolyn Hawksby and Chris Avery look at every single college application in the United States. They zero in on that subset of kids who are sort of A-minus GPAs and very strong SAT or ACT scores, the high achievers who should be able to get into the very best schools, and look what is it they choose to do. Many of these kids don't apply to college at all. Quite a few apply to the nearby community college rather than an Ivy League. Take a similar kid from a rich household. He or she will be applying to a couple of rich schools, a few match schools, and maybe a safety school in case things don't work out. The equivalent kid from a working class family, maybe he'll apply to the best school they'll apply to would be what people might think of as being a safety school, a school that services kids who really aren't as talented as many of these kids are. And the puzzle's even deeper when you realize it's not just these smart working class kids are qualified to do well. We also know that those who end up going to the very best schools and the selective schools ultimately do well, and they graduate on time and successfully. But in fact, many of these selective schools are cheaper for working class kids than are the less selective schools they end up choosing, because of course they have enormous scholarship aid. So then the challenge that Hawksby and Avery throw out is there are a large number of very talented working class kids. Colleges aren't finding them, they're not applying, and so what colleges have got to do is try and make the case to them, find where these kids are, and show them that they could in fact succeed if they were applying to selective schools.